Good morning. So the last time I stood up here, I was a fifth grader, singing in the Carpenters Choir, and it's been a long time since then. So growing up in First Press from first to sixth grade, there really wasn't a question of where I'd be attending church when I came to Cal. With all the changes that college brings, First Press gave me the feeling of home, with familiar faces and the surroundings, especially with the orange pews and purple carpets that I had remembered from young. Entering freshman year, I was an extremely driven student, as most Berkeley freshmen are. I had so many goals for my college career. They spanned academic endeavors, physical endeavors, and my spiritual growth. These listed what I had wanted to accomplish in college and who I wanted to become by the end of college, by the time I graduated from college. The majority of these goals have not been met by a long shot. Freshman year, although it was hard, I was pretty much on track of what I wanted to accomplish. And this is what I wrote after my first semester at Cal. College has been painful academically, and more times than not, I want to give up and quit and just drop everything and move out of the country to my parents. I didn't think I could survive, and each day I felt like I was sinking further and further. But God was extremely faithful. He blessed me so abundantly with a supportive group of family friends back at home, a new friends at Cal, wonderful fellowship at First Press, and with peers that I could study with for over 24 hours in the span of 2 days. I look at my grades after finals, and I could only say one thing about them, that it was God. For the first time, I could not attribute what I had accomplished to be me. The rest of freshman year was pretty much of the same sentiment, feeling very blessed and very lucky to be here and to be at Cal. I wish I could say that it has been uphill from there, but really, it's been a bumpy road with flat tires, detours, and dead ends. Sophomore year was a blur. The newness and excitement of freshman year had worn off. My relationships had greatly changed. Some had been broken. And I also didn't realize how much I was affected by a friend who had completely walked away from God. I was pretty lost. Everyone else seemed to be moving forward. And all I kept wishing was to return back to the days of freshman year. This directed me into a state of restless complacency, apathy about school, about the future, and about my faith, all the while hiding from these problems and people by being in lab or being in the library. I stopped coming to focus and only came to church sporadically. I knew I needed a change in scenery, a change in place, different people. So I got the opportunity that next summer to be working in Boston. The great thing about the Christian community is that it is everywhere. And so even if you don't know anyone in a new city, Sunday would usher a way to meet new people. So I guess my church search, or really my friend search, brought me to a group of college students who were in Cambridge that summer through Campus Crusade called Summer Project. And they became my instant friends, and I spent my evenings and weekends with them. I really wasn't comfortable with everything they were doing, but what I wasn't comfortable with really did stretch me. In pairs, we walked around Harvard Yard asking people to fill out surveys about their beliefs. We laid out photographs called Solarium in front of the dining hall to lead to spiritual discussions, and we walked around MIT and asked if there were anything they wanted us to pray about. Most of this time, we got mixed reception and definitely had some negative feelings towards what we were doing. But in each of these excursions, if the conversation was going well, the partner that I was paired with would give their testimony. And each time, I was so impressed by their boldness and the gracefulness in which they were able to tell their story. I was slowly reminded of what I believed in and what I actually stood for and what it meant to be in a community again. Perhaps it was the fact that it was pitch black or the fact that I'd probably never see these two MIT graduate students again. But one night, near the end of the summer, after a series of very hard questions about our Christian faith, I somehow was able to muster up enough courage to share what I believed in and to tell my story. That was a breakthrough moment for me that summer, and walking home, I remembered thinking, wow, it's been a long time coming, God, but I'm finally here. It's funny how easy it is, though, to revert back to my old ways, and back in Berkeley that fall, I kept fighting my old self, but it won again, and that spring I wanted to leave again, just to get away. I had the paperwork all ready, I was going to withdraw from school, and to go to a new place and, again, reevaluate what my priorities were and try to gain that sense of spiritual renewal that I had that summer. But I realized after many conversations that although my motivations were in the right place, I was just running away from my problems here and not trusting that God could heal me and grow me in this place. It's been a slow process since last spring, and I'm very thankful for this congregation for getting me through, a congregation that I look up and greatly admire. There's so many of you that I look out and see to myself how much you have taught me and how much that I aspire to be more like you. Parents who I see that your love for your kids and how you raise them is a testament of God's love. Young adults who are seeking to figure out what it actually means to serve God in their workforce. And so many of you that have been so generous and so gracious with your time and getting to know me and helping me figure out who I am and what my future holds. I thank you all for so much for the last 4 years, but really for a decade of my life that you've been integral in. All the Sunday school teachers, choir directors, volunteers, and VBS. I thank you all.